Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor because you are God. We depend on you to stand firm on our feet. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. Thank you, Master, tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Give him a big clap of hands as you take your seat. I depend on you to stand firm on my feet. I depend on you to stand firm on my feet. I depend on you to stand firm on my feet. I depend on you to stand firm on my feet. And because you live, any day I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, and because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is what I live in joy, 'cause he lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, and because I know he holds a future, my life is worth a living joy, because he lives. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. He's a sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. He's a sparrow. Him alone watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 14, he watches over you irrespective of what happens. Matthew 5 rather, and in verse 14 and 16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Very, very quickly tonight, we shall be looking at the dividends or the benefits of existence at the top. The benefits of existence at the top. The dividends of existence at the top. Our objective tonight is to understand the profit. How profitable it is to exist on top in life. Through our scripture and throughout the month so far, it has been made thoroughly and abundantly clear that the top is the place for God's people. It's thoroughly clear, it's abundantly clear. It is also very clear that the top is beneficial, both for the individual child of God, and for the church of God. It is beneficial for the individuals that they exist on the top. It is also beneficial for the body of Christ that members of the body of Christ exist at the top. It's clear that it is beneficial both for the individual and for the church of God. Last Sunday we looked at existence at the top, trying to find out what it means to exist at the top, and also finding out the purpose of existence at the top. In that teaching and preaching, we saw some benefits already, but we are going to go over right now and take a look at existence at the top and what are the benefits. Number one, existence at the top is key to people or generational influence. Is key to people influence. Is key to generational influence. Existing at the top offers us the privilege to both attract and influence the multitude. It is easy for you to influence multitude. It is easy for you to influence a generation if you exist at the top. Genesis chapter 18 and in verse 19. God gave Abraham influence. And he said he knows that Abraham will use that influence to influence the crowd under him. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 7. David had an influence that became an influence over tens of thousands of people. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Influence over people, over generations. It doesn't matter how you were born. It is an abomination to be born alone and die alone. It is important that we trust God to influence a generation of people. Doesn't matter how many they are. And it is existence at the top that gives you the capacity of influence. Look at a professional football star. Every football fan, whether it's interested in playing football or interested in watching football, all come automatically under his influence. I know of people who serve Satan directly, who have followership in millions because of what they do and the realm they operate in.
I see somebody's influence rising in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say amen at the top of your voice. Number two, existence at the top is key to the influence of authorities. It is key to the influence of authorities. And this influence of authorities can be on the behalf of the church. In bracket, you can put that. Is key to influence of authorities on the behalf of the church. What is the meaning of that? Those who stay at the top can speak and influence positively direct authorities on behalf of the church. For example, when Haman thought to destroy the Jews, there was a woman in authority by the name Queen Esther. And Mordecai spoke to Queen Esther, "Please talk to the king for us." I mean, it takes somebody who can access the king to talk to the king. Talk to the king for us. She said in Esther chapter 4 verse 16. "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. I cannot access the king anyhow. And fast for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Go to the king for us. Then she went to the king in Esther chapter 7 verse 2 to 6. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom." Then Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain. As vital as I am in this kingdom, as crucial as I am in this, we have been slain, sold to be destroyed, to be slain, to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I would have held my tongue if they want us to be slaves. Although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, "Who is he and where is he that presumes in his heart to do this?" And Esther said, "The adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman." This one sitting here. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king arose from the banquet of wine in his anger. He went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen. For he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine. And Haman was falling on the bed whereon Esther was trying to beg her. Then the king said, "Will he also force the queen? Is he trying to rape the queen before me in the house?" Ay, 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 ay. Every step he took was a mistake. As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Habonah, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, "Behold, also the gallows, the hang place, 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who has spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman." Then the king said, "Hang him there." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Every hanging gallows the devil has prepared for you, the devil and his agents shall be hung there. in the name of Jesus. Every pit the devil has dug for you and your family members, that devil shall enter that pit. Every pit dug for the church of Jesus in Nigeria, dug for this church, dug for the members of this church, by any devil from hell, they shall fall into the same pit. Somebody shout power! And I prophesy to somebody here, you are going up. You are not going to remain down. You are not going to toddle around the ground. You will come to the point where you will influence authorities. You will influence leaders. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Look at your neighbor, say, it is good to be up. That is the way to influence authorities. Positively. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. You can imagine a presidential decision and somebody is in the presidential council and the decision is about to be taken against his congregation. And he stands up and says, Mr. President, I want to let you know publicly that it is my people and my church you are talking about. That was what Esther did. It is my people they want to kill. And the king said, except you are not from there. That is the only way they can kill your people. You alone have saved the whole people. Hey! That is the power of influence. That is why it is important to refuse to be on the floor. Refuse to be on the ground. Because there may be a destiny you can change. There may be a community you can deliver. There may be a nation, a territory you can deliver by your being at the relevant places of influence, relevant places of authority. There is something God will use you to do that He couldn't have done from outside. That is why I believe that God will put good people in politics at the right places and right positions. Position people at the right places in authority so that when demonic legislation is being made against people and against the church, people can stand up and say, no, this cannot be. And the worst thing that can happen to anybody is to be in the place where you can influence decisions and say nothing. And say nothing. Is the worst thing that can happen to anybody. Am I communicating at all? A person who got in prison because of his conviction is better than a person who is alive in cowardice. It's free. Am I communicating at all? That was what Joseph of Arimathea did. You have crucified Jesus Christ. He did you people nothing. And now, what else do you want? I want his body. He went to Pilate. Matthew chapter 27, from verse 57. He went to Pilate and demanded. When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. And he went to Pilate. The word beg is the word demanded the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded and it was delivered. The Bible said, when the evening was come, Joseph of, back up to verse 57. He was Jesus' disciple. The question is, where was Peter at this time? He has denied Sote. He's somewhere crying. Where is Judas Iscariot? He sold him and went and hung himself. Where is Thomas? He's doubting permanently. Everybody was on their own. But this one, who was a man of authority, a rich church member, a wealthy worker, a billionaire minister. You will never be poor. You will never be little. You will never be small. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. You need to be in authority to speak to authorities. Shout the loudest amen. Godly influence is good. A Christian man gave me a check. He's not a member of this church. And they took the check to the bank. And the bank returned the check. So I drew his attention. I said, the check you gave was returned. He said, what? So he printed his account balance and sent. He said, this account is in 8 zeros. Check cannot bounce. Current. He spoke to the MD of the bank. He said, I will close that account now. They begged. He said, it's not from us. We are sorry. We are sorry. He said, you know what? We will take draft there. Tell us where to take it to. That is. It's nothing but let the authorities send the people to take draft to the recipient. So he said, I would have closed the account today. You know, there are accounts that are not easily closable. Everybody involved in that transaction will be affected, including the manager. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about stepping into a realm where you are not talking to the boys, you are talking to the boss. Hey! If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift your right hand and say, I am going up and I must remain up. Nothing can pull me down. I am influencing my generation positively, and I will influence it from the top. I cannot be in the pit. If I stop here tonight, I've already overpreached. If I stop here tonight, I already overpreached. I can't give too many illustrations, because there are illustrations that will be too direct and cause you to know some things. It will be too direct. Somebody is going up. If you were the one, your amen would be louder. If you were the one, your amen will be louder. If you were the one, your amen will be louder. If you were the one, your amen will be the loudest. Give him a shout or pray. Take your seat. Number three is like unto number two. Existence at the top is key to supernatural opportunity. Supernatural opportunity, meaning that the opportunity is effortless when you excel. What opportunity? Opportunity to meet anyone you need to meet and to access anywhere you need to access. To meet anyone you need to meet, access anywhere you need to access. Opportunity is effortless for those who excel at what they do. It's effortless. Joseph was a prisoner who effortlessly met Pharaoh at the frequency of excellence. Genesis chapter 41 verse 14 to verse 16. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou can understand the dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. For as long as he was in the prison, nothing could have made him to see Pharaoh, except that he had a gift that he excelled at. And that led him to the palace of Pharaoh. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 17 to 21, 1 Samuel 16, 17 to 21, and Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. And then they answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing, a mighty valiant man, a man of war. He is prudent in matters, a comely person, and the Lord is with him. And therefore Saul sent messengers, verse 20 and verse 21. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armored bearer. It was not just the anointing that took David to the palace. It was his excellence. You see, the opportunity to meet anyone and to access anyone is made available. And the more you excel, the more the opportunity. Now listen to this. It is said that everybody is four people away from anybody else in this world. Anybody else. That is, let's say the president of the United States of America. That president. Everybody is four persons away. That is, you know somebody. You know somebody. You know somebody. Who knows somebody? Who knows somebody who knows him directly? Okay? You may not know now, but that's real. Now, what happens when you begin to excel is that the ladder begins to shorten. You now become three people away. You know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows him. And then you are excelling more. You become two persons away. You know somebody who knows somebody who knows him. Then you are moving up in your realm, and then it now becomes one person away, you know somebody who knows him. And then you come to a point where you know him directly. Am I communicating at all? That is, you can take a phone and make a call. And say, oh, this is, call your name. This is Polynesia here. Oh, really? Oh, so nice to speak with you. Am I communicating at all? Effortlessly. Why is this important? Because you need to reach authorities to be able to influence them for God. How many of you know that it authorities listen to authorities? You are not richer than me, so I can tell you about God. You don't have more intelligence than me, so I can tell you about heaven and hell. If a poor man is preaching to you, he says because he has no money. If somebody on the ground is preaching to you, he says it's because he's frustrated. That's why he's thinking of heaven. But I am not frustrated. Anything you have, I can have. You have aeroplane, I have aeroplane. Anywhere you have house, I have house. Anywhere you can travel to, I can travel to. Anybody you know, I know. But there is somebody I know you don't know. His name is Jesus of Nazareth, the resurrected Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is a place I am going to, and you cannot get there except you give your life to Jesus Christ. And I am not preaching to you because I need your money. I don't need a dime from you. In fact, if you need some money, I can assist you right now. Isn't that a good realm to be? Isn't that a good realm to be? I decree for someone here, God is taking you all the way up. Say that amen like a believer. I said God is taking you all the way up. He's taking you all the way up. He's taking you all the way up. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say in the name of Jesus, I am in the realm where I can go anywhere and meet anyone by virtue of excellence, by existence at the top, so I can reach them for Jesus. I'd like you to know that the millionaire group, the multi-millionaires and billionaires club, is a mission field. You don't understand what I mean. Most of them are unreached people. The kind of people who can preach to them are not plenty. Many are looking for their money. Many have already begged them for money before. So to come around now to say, I want to tell you something that can help you, they will ask you, why has that thing not helped you? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? But when God takes you to their realm, and then you are speaking with them with force, they can see the anointing on your life. They can see the climate and the aura. They are battling to sleep despite their money. You don't have any problem with sleeping at night. Then whatever you have to say, they will hear you. Before this year is over, somebody is arising in that 90 realms. And not just going there, but remaining there. 90 realm. 10 figure. You are stepping in there and remaining there. And then moving into other currencies. Now, and this is not just for the sake of materialism. This is for the sake of impact, generational impact. To be able to do the will of God and affect your generation. Somebody say a loud amen. You believe God spoke to you just now, say a loud amen. And I see many young ladies that are coming up in that realm. Many women are coming up in that realm. Coming up in that realm very, very, very powerfully. Very, very, very powerfully. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Men, don't be angry. But it appears to me like women can easily lavish themselves for God more than most men. For example, I never heard of any man who broke the alabaster box. A whole year saving and wasted it on the master. Life saving. I heard of Luke chapter 8 verse 3. The wife of Cusa Herod's business manager, Joanna, the wife of Cusa Herod's, there was Susanna, many others, all women, ministered to the master out of their substance. We heard just about a man or two, the one that built the synagogue. And Joseph of Arimathea. I want you to be among this group. If you are a man, be among the Joseph of Arimathea company or the centurion who single-handedly built the synagogue. And women, be among those who squandered the alabaster box and you haven't wasted your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Before this year is over, many women and men out of this house and people connected, associated, related with this mantle shall be rising in relevance, rising in influence. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And number four, existence at the top is key to supernatural supply. Actually, key to supernatural abundance. God uses excellence to attract abundance. Excellence naturally brings affluence. When I'm talking of excellence, it's talking about excelling in what you do. Being at the top, being a key player in your field, in your realm. What is the aim of this abundance? It can be channeled into kingdom purposes. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. My city's true prosperity shall be spread abroad. That is, you are a key player. You are at the top of your game. At the top of your field. At the top in your realm. and then God channels resources in your hands because you are at the top in your field, and these resources are channeled for the explosion of the kingdom. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 40 to 43, we saw how Joseph got into abundance by excellence. Pharaoh said to Joseph, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. Made him to ride. Excellence brought Joseph into abundance. What of Daniel? Daniel chapter 2 verse 48. Daniel chapter 2 verse 48. He said, then the king made Daniel a great man, a big man, a wealthy man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. He made him a great man. He gave him great gifts, made him a rich, wealthy man. Why? He was able to do what others could not do. Excellence brings abundance. I am not talking of, you don't need to be crooked once you excel. Need clean money. I'm sure you know there are footballers that they are paying 20 something million pounds of contract. Am I correct? Some 15 million pounds. I told you the other day how I read in the magazine, was that popular magazine in the UK? Times? Where a man did a painting of art that was bought for 11 million pounds, one painting. And people ask him, they say, how do you feel? You did a painting. And he said, I don't know. I feel somehow being paid for enjoying my life. I'm just enjoying my life. I'm just enjoying. You don't need to be crooked. You don't need to cut corners. Just do it well. Just blast. Do whatever you do at your best. And the resources will flow naturally. Somebody is about to attract resources that is coming naturally. If you are a believer, say louder, amen. How many of you know there are designs that cost millions of dollars? There was a design that somebody spoke to me about. And the cost of the design was about $10 million. Yeah. I don't want to give details. Design. How much is the cost of the building? Those are once in a lifetime constructions that I'm talking about. Those are structures that timeless. Am I communicating? He didn't need to steal to get that money. God is about to take you somewhere where what others steal to get will come your way effortlessly. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. Finally, number five, existence at the top gives you a voice that must be heard. A voice that must be heard. A voice that must be heard. You are at the point where you cannot be ignored. Where it is not possible for anybody to say, what is that one saying? No. You come to the point where people want to hear what you are saying. Someone say amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16. A parable was given. Okay, back up a little bit to verse 14, I believe. There was a little city and a few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Now, poor man, mediocre man, uninfluential man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The voice of mediocrity can't be heard. The voice of average existence can't be heard. It is the voice of excellence that is heard. It is the voice of authority that is heard. If you want your voice to be heard in your community, in your family, in your generation, somebody say amen. I think I've told you the story before of meeting. Let me use the West for example now. Maybe there is the name of somebody that is called Bayo, a brother who is junior. Bayo. And there is the name of another person called Ayo. Just Bayo is junior, Ayo is senior. Bayo has money, Ayo has no money. Hello? There is a family meeting. Ayo is around, Bayo is not around. And they say, we are not complete. Let's wait until everybody is around. Then another occasion, Bayo is around, Ayo is not around. Then they say, okay, let the meeting continue. We will communicate our deliberations to anybody who is not around. Why? Poverty. That is the calamity of poverty. The adversity of poverty. People who have the gold in most quarters make the rules. It's called the golden rule also. Am I communicating? It is so serious that it entered the Bible. A poor man's voice is not heard. His wisdom is despised. A mediocre's voice is not heard. And your voice needs to be heard. If your voice can't be heard, how will you preach to people? How will you influence the whole of your community? Somebody say loud amen. How will you influence the whole of your community? Your voice must be heard. Your voice must be heard. Your voice must be heard. When we traveled recently for Daddy Gio's program in Otuko in Benue State, we went by the agency of a helicopter. Where we landed, the crowd overflowed. That is, the arrival was his own publicity. Plenty. And it was a secondary school field. They gathered. Taking pictures. All of you, come. All of you. The Lord bless you. Amen. The Lord caused his face to shine upon you. Oh, amen. All of you. Now, you need Jesus in your life. True. Pray this prayer with me. Everybody gave their life to Christ, including police, including soldier, including everybody. The only way you won't give your life is if you are not there. Even if it was an emergency salvation, a seed was planted. It will remain in their heart. They will sleep with it. That prayer will come up again another time. Am I communicating? It is very, very important that we trust the Lord that whatever happens, we will have a voice that shall be heard. Job chapter 29 verse 24, we saw Job again speaking there. Back up a little bit. Right, just give me one moment. Somebody say loud amen. Start from verse 21. Unto me men gave ear and waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words, they spake not again. And my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain. And they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Unto me, men gave heed. Unto me, men gave heed. Unto me, men gave heed. They kept silence at my counsel. Can somebody say a loud amen? It gives you a voice. And with that voice, you speak and you can be heard. I prophesy to someone here tonight. Any devil that says your voice should not be heard, that devil is arrested right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree today your voice shall be heard. In your family, your voice shall be heard. In your community, your voice shall be heard. Shout the loudest amen. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Did anybody get anything here tonight? Existence at the top gives you generational influence. Gives you key to influencing authorities, especially on behalf of the church. It gives you key to supernatural opportunity. See who you want to see and go anywhere you need to go per time. It gives you key to supernatural abundance. And of course, gives you a voice that must be heard. My counsel is twofold. Number one. Twofold. One. Make demands on the spirit of excellence. In order to function in the realm of excellence, there is a spirit called the spirit of excellence. It is like the helium gas that you put in a balloon and it takes it up. Father, fill me with this spirit of excellence. The type that was in Daniel that took him up. Daniel chapter 5 and in verse 12. Daniel chapter 5 verse 12, scriptures made it clear how that an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 3, the Bible also said concerning Daniel, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. An excellent spirit takes you up. When the excellent spirit was found in Daniel, the Bible said the king thought to set him. The king determined to set him above others because of what was in him. You cannot carry the excellent spirit and exist in average places. No, you exist in prominent places. The excellent spirit is the way to prominent places. Somebody is going there in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, make every effort to release the very best of you at all times. Every effort to release the very best of who you are at all times. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Scripture said, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Anything your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Do it with your strength. Whatever your hand finds to do per time, do it with your might. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 20. Paul the apostle said, I have kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. Every effort. Give everything you do, everything you have got. This life is not a rehearsal for another life. This life is the reality. No rehearsal. Every day is reality, not rehearsal. I was playing the instrument some time ago, and the whole, and I was playing it in rehearsal in my office, or I think in the office, and then at another time at the house. And the whole place where I was overwhelmed with the presence of God. Saturated, thick, dense presence. Palpable. There are times my wife will walk in and walk into that presence. One of those early times, I was just thinking to myself, I said, but this is rehearsal. And the Lord said, I don't know rehearsal. I don't know rehearsal. I just heard worship and I stepped in. I just arrived. And I'm not, you are thinking rehearsal. I'm not thinking rehearsal. I don't know. It changed my mind. That God doesn't know rehearsal. Choir, did you hear what I just said? So that nobody walks carelessly and say, I've come for rehearsal. And then you are doing your own things while everybody concentrates. No, you are just distracted. This life is not a rehearsal for another life. It is reality. Live each day as if that's your last opportunity to do what you need to do. Because one day it will be the last. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's give him the praise. 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 Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Let's worship him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. Let's honor him. Worship him. Narekele. Naro to tomo. Narekele. Ekele. Ekele. Narekele. Narekele mo. hands and worship him for his word again. Worship him for his word. Mashato kokalabaga de kakalaba. Thank you for your word to me tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and ask God. Every genuine Christian here tonight will have a passion, if for no other reason but to represent God at the top, to represent the church at the top, to represent the body at the top, to be able to be the one to speak when there is nobody else to speak on behalf of God and his people in your nation, in your generation. You are going to lift your voice and say, Father, I make demands on the Spirit. I'd like you to pray with passion. I make demands on the Spirit of excellence. I make demands on the Spirit of excellence to exist at the very top in my field, in my realm, in my generation. I make demands on that Spirit of excellence now. Open your mouth and pray. Make demands. I make demands on the Spirit of excellence. I make demands on the Spirit of excellence to exist at the top. I make demands on that Spirit of excellence. I make demands on that Spirit of excellence. I receive it now. I receive it now. In Jesus, precious name. The Bible says, whatsoever your hand finds to do with you, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Father, the grace and the discipline to give my best to every task, I receive that grace. Paul the Apostle said, I have kept nothing back. Acts chapter 20, verse 20. I didn't keep anything back. Grace not to hold back. Grace to push out the very best. I receive it right now. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to give the very best to my task, to my assignment. The grace to hold nothing back. I receive that grace to give my best to my assignment in life, to my task. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name, you will not fail and you will not falter in Jesus' name. Is it important we pray for Nigeria? There's so much tension in the air and it will be dissolved. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11a. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We take authority over every devil looking for blood. Every devil looking for blood to drink
in Sokoto, in Kaduna, in anywhere, in Kano, in Abuja, across the country, we curse you, blood-sucking devil. You have no blood to drink from Nigeria. Those who want blood shall shed their own blood. Lift your voice and say, Father, we overcome the power of every blood-thirsty devil in Nigeria. You have no place in this nation. Oh, you blood-thirsty demons, the blood of Jesus is against you now. Open your mouth and pray. Every blood-thirsty devil looking for blood to drink in Nigeria, we nullify you by the blood of Jesus. We annul you by the blood of Jesus. Have the blood of Jesus and drink that blood. Drink the blood of Jesus and leave Nigeria alone. We cut you. In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 59 and in verse 19. The Bible said, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Father, we decree this wind of evil that is trying to blow across Nigeria, this wind of disaster, this wind of calamity, this wind of bloodshed, be nullified by the wind of the Holy Ghost. Lift your voice and say, Father, we receive victory over the wind of evil, of disaster, of calamity, of bloodshed, trying to blow across Nigeria. Oh, you wind of evil, you are neutralized. You are counteracted by the wind of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Oh, you wind of evil, you are counteracted by the wind of the Holy Ghost, by the wind of God, by the breath of God, by the wind of the Spirit. Precious name. It was when God killed Pharaoh that Israel had rest. When he killed Nebuchadnezzar, then the church had rest. Anyone who needs to die, any sponsor of bloodshed, we decree their elimination. Amen. In Psalm 76 and in verse 12, in Psalm 76 verse 12, he said, he shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Every prince of bloodshed, every king of destruction in Nigeria, Father, cut them off. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that you will cut off every prince of bloodshed, every king of death and destruction in this nation. Cut them off. Cut them off. Now. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you cut off every prince of bloodshed, every king of death, every king of destruction, every king of evil. Cut them off.
Jesus. Isaiah chapter 31 and in verse 5. Isaiah chapter 31. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Nigeria. The church in Nigeria. Defending also, he will deliver it. And passing over, he will preserve it. Father, defend, deliver, preserve Nigeria. Preserve the church in Nigeria. Father, defend, deliver and preserve your people in Nigeria in this season. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that you will defend, you will deliver, and you will preserve your people in Nigeria in this season. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, defend, deliver, preserve your people in Nigeria in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, defend, deliver, and preserve your people in Nigeria in this season. Psalm 46 verse 9. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Father, every equipment of war gathered to destroy your people in Nigeria, we command that they catch fire. Set them on fire. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that you set on fire every equipment of war gathered against your children, your people, and the people of Nigeria in this season. We decree all you equipment of war, catch fire. Fire! Now, open your mouth and pray. Every equipment of war, anywhere you are set on fire. Let me read it, we declare every equipment of war be set on fire. Thank you. precious name, so shall it be. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Father, in this season, I am untouchable. My family is untouchable. Everybody connected, related, associated with this commission is untouchable by the weapons of wickedness. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am untouchable. My family is untouchable. Everybody related, connected, associated with this commission is untouchable. By your anointing, I receive, we receive preservation. Open your mouth and pray. Receive preservation. Precious name, so shall it be. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and receive that seal of preservation. For someone tonight, it's a seal of divine encounter. For someone tonight, it's a seal of divine preservation. For someone tonight, your long-awaited expectation, your long-awaited miracle, long-awaited testimony, that prison where the enemy kept you are coming out. That chain is being broken. That spell and spirit of death is cancelled. Your fruitfulness is released tonight. Your marital breakthrough is released tonight. Your business and financial breakthrough that will take you to the very top is released tonight. The resources tied down are released tonight. And above all, the fresh oil, the fresh unction, and the fresh power you need is released tonight. Lift up your hands and receive it. That's right.
Lift your hands high.
Everybody sing, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else, one else like you. No one like you. There is
no one else like you.
Sing, you are great.
You are great.
Up your two hands everywhere you are. Get ready for your encounters, your healings, your deliverances, your miracles, your liberty. Lift your hands high. Whisper the name Jesus. Again. And again. And again. And again. And again. That's right. This is a seal of preservation for somebody. A seal of excellence. Also deliverance coming out of the pit, out of the bottle, out of the grave, out of the cage. That black garment is being set on fire. Hypertension is going on, diabetes as well. Demon of masquerade is coming out, and serpentine spirit. Those serpents and snakes are coming out. The closed door is opening. Lift your hands and receive your freedom right now. At the count of three, scream, I receive, and blast in tongues.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, the judgment of the adversary is coming at this moment as well. Who will not let you rest shall be laid to rest. Who will not let the church rest shall be laid to rest. Who will not let us rest shall be laid to rest.
In the name of Jesus, one, two.
When I say three, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on yourself.
In the name of Jesus, one, two, and three.
Receive.
Receive. Your healing, your preservation, your deliverance.
Receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. So shall it be. And so shall it be.